on campus
and online.
This
is URN.
Right, so this was in Reuters this morning, which is OpenAI, the company behind the pretty famous ChatGPT, has announced that they are going to be, at some point in the future, releasing a new, less restricted version of their AI language model. This is in response to a lot of criticisms from a lot of sides of the political spectrum, which are that the AI can present a very sort of filtered view on certain events, tends to shy away from any controversial topics and give really vague sort of general answers, which has been criticised by a lot of people. So they are hoping that by announcing this, it will sort of make their image more rehabilitated among a lot of people who feel that the AI has become, you know, an outlet for these big corporations to censor our free speech or whatever, if that's even a justified claim. So, yeah, what do you guys think of this? Have you all used ChatGPT? What do you think about, you know, whether it's biased, whether this is a good thing, a bad thing?
I think the restrictions are sort of necessary. I feel like if you give people unfettered access to something like this, it'll give the ineloquent an ability to sort of generate something that is, you know, that they can prop up. They can say it's backed by X, Y, and Z. Even if the statement isn't necessarily true, it can give them a plausible enough sort of way of phrasing whatever it is they're trying to put out, which in combination with not only ChatGPT but other sort of AI, which can now sort of very much more so accurately mimic voices of politicians, you could, in theory, you know, lead to quite dangerous sort of ideas being sort of spread very, very easily by what appears to be possibly to people that don't know better, people who aren't perhaps as technologically literate, as what could then appear to be fact, what could then be appearing as coming straight from the source. I think removing these restrictions is a very, very dangerous thing to be doing.
Yeah, it is a completely dangerous. I mean, obviously, like OpenAI and ChatGPT can be used for like helping with homework assignments. Obviously, we've seen that with on the rise of TikTok. Actually, a lot of people using ChatGPT for all sorts of things. But there has to be a point where you have to say no, like you can't use it for that, because I've heard stories of people trying to use ChatGPT to learn how to like make bombs and stuff, and try to look at weaknesses of different governments, and it's a very dangerous thing if you allow, because one way or another someone's gonna like bend the rules around it. They're gonna find a way around to get like what they want out of it, and it can be a very dangerous thing if you allow that to like criminals to use.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I just want to point out, in case any of you haven't seen it, the academic conduct for the University of Nottingham got updated the other month. For any of you, you know, writing essays, doing things like that, it has been explicitly mentioned you are not allowed to use AI such as ChatGPT to help you with your ideas. It will fall under academic misconduct. You know, I think, you know, as someone who equally as someone who doesn't really write essays that much, who, you know, possibly, you know, I could feasibly ask an AI to say, hey, describe to me the mechanism for a enolate reaction, and that is something that is factual. It is something that doesn't really have an opinion around it. I feel like, you know, it's it could be much more usable for that, but yeah. What do you guys think? Would the essay writers in the room, would you have ever considered using something like ChatGPT to help with assignments?
You know what? I wish I could use that, but I feel like it's only useful for more kind of factual, more not non-biased. Well, yeah, non-biased essays, because my degree is English. And it is a very subjective topic. It's very much your assessor will just kind of like, you know, what mood they're in. They'll interpret whatever they're reading differently. They'll see your points differently if it doesn't kind of garner their interest. And that, at the end of the day, affects what grades you get. And unfortunately, one of the grades one of the kind of marking criteria is that originality is what boosts you to the top grades. And if you're relying on an AI to write an essay for you, it's not going to be as original because of the fact it is using data that it finds online. It is using data it has sourced from hundreds of other essays and topics, articles, whatsoever. And I wish I could use it. I really do, because I've gotten to the point now, after 4 years of this degree, that I'm tired of essays and would like to stop. But I can't. So that's... I do think it's problematic because it is unfair to people who do put the time and effort into writing essays and kind of spend those hours slaved away getting hand cramps either from handwriting or from typing. And to then have... I think I saw an article about someone who actually submitted an AI-written essay and the university's systems didn't recognise it as being written by an AI, and they were able to get one of the top grades, which is incredibly unfair on all the students who do put the time and effort in.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of ethical sort of questions that get raised by this. I remember hearing a few days ago ChatGPT released a sort of inbuilt thing that teachers and examiners can use to like paste a text in to see, try and see if it was written by the program itself, which obviously like they will have a record of everything it has ever generated, so I think a lot of people might get caught out of that, which is probably a good thing. And I mean, there are sort of third party things that have also been released to sort of counter that, so I think it is going to be increasingly difficult for people to use this in their assignments. And yeah, like you were saying there, Cora, it's not actually that useful anyway in a lot of subjects. Like, I do history and I've tested it out, and a lot of the time it does get sort of anything vaguely subjective, it does get it wrong. If you ask it to cite a source, it usually just makes up a source.
So,
yeah.
Who needs plagiarism? Let's just make it up.
Yeah. Which is, I'm sure it's something that's fixable, but in those sort of subjects especially, I don't think it's like a substitute for an actual viewpoint, really. Mm. So, yeah, I think it's probably not going to be as useful in the long term, yeah, as a lot of people have been saying.
Because language lacks like a lot of spontaneity and also like a lot of human emotion, of course. But I have seen some other AIs. So there's one website called Carrot AI, and you can get like human celebrities and also just fictional characters, and they depict like their emotions, and you can ask questions to them and they'll answer back with what they'd probably say. So you can have like Elon Musk, for example, or like Iron Man, like all those like sorts of characters. And yeah, it's interesting, and it's obviously intriguing. It's exciting to know where it could go, but you do need to put restrictions on that, because some people are gonna exploit that, and we need to be careful. But it should be used as a positive thing, of course. But yeah, restrictions needed.
On campus
and online.
This
is URN.